Here at the National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention, I'm getting to speak to the president of the organization, Bob Bailey. And first of all, Bob, tell me a little bit about yourself and your company.
Well, we're an aerial applicator in the Panhandle of Texas, in the northern Panhandle of Texas. It's where our headquarters is. We run a couple 802s and a 602 out of Dalhart. We also have an operation in Guymon, Oklahoma, up in the Panhandle of Oklahoma. And then about 150 miles south, down close to Lubbock, we have an operation in Plainview. We also have a small operation over in southeastern Arizona, just south of Wilcox, Arizona. So we're spread across the country pretty good, and it makes a full-time season for us there. So
I'll bet. It sounds like you're covering a lot of territory. Well, as the president, and I know soon to be outgoing with the change over the beginning of the year, what has being a member of NAAA meant to you and your company?
Well, you know, we've done, as president of NAAA, we've done a lot of surveys and asked our general membership what the NAAA should do for them. And every time we do that, we get back the thing that everybody wants us to do or thinks NAAA should do most is be the legislative arm in Washington, D.C. You know, that's what the NAAA stands for most. And for myself as president, you know, I've made several trips to Washington this year. I think I've been there five times. We've been working on the FAA reauthorization bill, and it just so happens that I'm a constituent of the chairperson of that committee, so it worked out really good for me to be the person to go up there. And that's really given me a personal insight to what the NAAA really does. They spend a lot of time and a lot of effort researching issues and working with other coalition groups. We worked with another group out of Texas, an aviation group out of Texas that's not ag-related, just general aviation. So, you know, we had several meetings with the senator up there that was the chairperson I forget the name of the committee, but the committee that was in charge of the FAA reauthorization. So we spent a lot of time on legislative issues. But you know what? Another thing that the NAAA does through the convention here in Las Vegas, you get to meet and greet so many different people, and you make so many contacts and lifelong friends out of the association that you know, the networking and the contacts that you make, and plus you get to see so many new things that are being brought to the industry and all the new technology out of it. So, you know, those are the things that the NAAA really does for me personally. I know they're representing me and all of our interests in Washington, and they're also providing us a forum to come and meet and greet and talk and learn new things that are in the industry.
Well, and you mentioned new technology. It sounds like, from what I've been hearing as I've been here, that really is a significant part of where the industry's going, not just, you know, with the aerial application, but even ground application in what we call precision agriculture. And so how do you feel about it? And I don't know to what extent you're using some of those technologies in your own operation.
There's no doubt that those new technologies that are coming on, you know, another piece of our business there in Dalhart is we run ground equipment also. And so we get to see the technology side of both of those things. And, you know, the precision agriculture and the variable rate technology. And we are involved in another company that's doing some infrared imaging and doing some processing of the variable rate across the field with the airplane and also the ground equipment. You know, one thing that we're doing with the airplane is we're doing a spray-on, spray-off technology where we're only spraying where the weed species is that we're going after. So, you know, that technology is definitely coming. I think we're on the forefront of it. But this is the venue that is being brought to the market and being advertised. And so the companies that are doing that for the industry are here. And, you know, that's going to be a very large part of us in the future. You know, I can think back when we had human flaggers and we ran, you know, slower, you know, smaller airplanes, and today we're running, you know, $1 million piece of equipment, and it's all GPS controlled with three or four computers in the airplane doing their job. So technological advances are definitely going to be the future of this industry.
And having that presence in Washington, D.C., where you're dealing with lawmakers, it's good to help educate them, because these technologies are not only helping from, say, a cost standpoint of running your business, but also really better for the environment in the long run, too.
No doubt. The some of the things we had Dr. Debbie Edwards here with the EPA earlier, and she gave us kind of an update of where the EPA stands. And you know, one thing that we fight with them is buffer zones around fields, you know, and and she was. We had dinner and had a kind of a off the podium conversation with her, and you know, she was asking me what you know the number one concern for the EPA with me was, and you know, they're going after this drift issue really hard, and probably less than 0.5% of the acres that I cover even have a drift issue involved with them, and you know, she was listening to that and attuned to that and saying, you know, well maybe y'all don't need to focus quite so much in these areas, so you know. We're bringing that technology that's helping with drift in our own industry, and it sometimes seems like regulation is a little bit behind that. So educating the regulator on what we're doing already, that's a key part of what the NAAA does, and it gives operators like myself the ability to go to Washington and express our opinion. And you know, our office in Washington with Andrew and the staff there, they're the ones that give us direction of where to go express that too. So it's an integral part of the advancements in our industry. The NAAA plays a key role in that.
Well, and I've also learned here that the last couple of years have been pretty good for your business. And you know, nobody knows what the future is like, but how do you feel about looking ahead in terms of where the industry is now and where it might be in the next year or two?
You know, I've given several talks around the country. As president of the NAAA, I try to make several state association meetings, and at every one of these, I've made the comment that you know it. I've got several years to operate in this industry, and you know, I've got a lot invested in it. So I obviously don't see it going away in the near future. So I think our future is very, very bright. I think in the near future, our industry is going to change. But that's the viability of an industry to change with and adapt to what they need to maintain a progressive future. So, you know, I think the technologies that we're seeing with the GPS and the spray systems and the nozzle technologies and the drift reduction technologies that we're seeing today, they are going to come on and they're going to provide us with a future. But, you know, I feel very strong about the ag economy right now outside of the national economy being where it's at. I think the ag economy is still very, very strong. And, you know, visiting with people from around the country here and traveling around and seeing that, I think the ag economy is very strong and will be into the immediate future, the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You know, there will be another downturn in agriculture. If you live long enough, you're going to see that. So, you know, but I think the immediate future is very, very bright for us right now.
Well, I want to thank you very much. That's Bob Bailey, who is the president of the NAAA, and we're here at the convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.